BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
According to the Bình Định Provincial Office for New Rural Development Coordination, the Provincial People's Committee has issued a decision recognizing an additional 7 communes for meeting the criteria of New Rural Development, Advanced New Rural Development, and Model New Rural Development, Second Phase 2024. As of now, out of 113 communes participating in the National Target Program on New Rural Development across the province, 94 have been officially recognized as meeting the New Rural Standards. Among the 35 communes have achieved the status of Advanced New Rural Development, and 4 have reached the Model New Rural Development level. Additionally, 7 district-level administrative units have been recognized by the Prime Minister as meeting the standards or having fulfilled the objectives of the New Rural Development Program.
Bình Định Province is actively investing in the repair and construction of number of dams across its river system. Currently, the province has 31 main dams and hundreds of smaller ones located along canal system. It's featuring one or two gates to raise water levels downstream and channel water into farmland. Many of the main dams, however, have severely deteriorated over time. In response, relevant authorities have advised the Provincial People's Committee to invest in upgrading and rebuilding these river dams. The goal is to improve flood discharge capacity during stormy season, reduce the risk of waterlogging, and ensure safer and more efficient operation. In 2023 alone, the province allocated funds for 19 irrigation infrastructure projects, both ongoing and newly launched, with a total investment of 1.19 trillion VND. Prior to it, the province has already undertaken several projects to repair, upgrade, and build new river dams in an effort to strengthen its irrigation and flood control systems.
In an effort to ensure food safety, the provincial agricultural sector is actively implementing comprehensive measures for management, inspection, monitoring, and administrative penalties for violations. At the same time, authorities are intensifying communication efforts to raise legal awareness among agricultural, forestry, and fishery production and business establishments across the province. Currently, the agricultural sector oversees approximately 8,200 agricultural, forestry, and fishery production and businesses establishments in the province. Since the beginning of the year, the Sub-Department of Agro-Forestry Fishery Quality Management has issued food safety certificates to 54 establishments, checked food safety commitment compliance at 5 establishments, and monitored food safety through sampling and testing of 39 agricultural, forestry, and fishery product samples. In the coming time, the sub-department will continue to develop focused and prioritized monitoring plans tailored to specific localities and product types. It will also advise the Department of Agriculture and Environment on timely public notifications and warnings regarding high-risk or non-compliant products that may pose a food safety threat to consumers.
On the morning of May the 22nd, the Bình Định Department of Education and Training officially launched its civil servant recruitment exam for the 2024-2025 academic year in Quy Nhơn City. The Recruitment Council received a total of 720 applications, with 559 candidates meeting the eligibility requirement to sit for the exam. The recruitment process consists of two rounds. Round 1 takes place on May the 22nd and 23rd, during which candidates complete computer-based multiple-choice tests in two subjects, general knowledge and foreign language. Only those who scored at least 50% in both subjects will qualify for Round 2. Round 2, scheduled for May 27th, focuses on professional competency in the candidate's specific field. The Bindon Education Sector aims to recruit 150 new civil servants through this year's exam. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.